Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. Welcome back. My name is Gaia Altschuler, and I am the social emotional counselor here at Oaks, and I am here with our favorite vice principal, Tammy Cuckoo.
I hope everybody had a great long weekend.
Long weekend.
Sun's out.
Got time to just rest, maybe. Maybe you were taking a fun weekend trip.
I'm going to take you guys down memory lane real quick because I assume like most of our parents are about 40 years old.
Okay.
And in Westlake, we have a lake, guys. Mm-hmm. And I know you know this. And it reminds me of a little show called Dawson's Creek. And I'm sure all of you guys know it. And the sun was shining bright this weekend. Mm. And maybe you found yourself on the lake just being like, I don't want to wait till this life to be over. I want to know right now, what will it be? Na, 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 na.
Is that Anyways, the theme song?
Yeah, it is. Dawson Creek? You guys should check it out if you want to. I hope we don't get fined. But community updates.
Wait. I just have to say something I'm loving is behind the scenes, we have updated some of our podcasting technology.
Yes.
Which I just want to share that because we are taking this so seriously.
So serious.
Like this is a big deal for us this year. So I hope the clarity and the quality of this pod is blessing you. All right. Community updates.
I mean, it's all thanks to a gentleman named Tyler Erickson. He does a lot of things behind the scenes. Couldn't do it without him. Mm-hmm. All right. Community updates. Yes. Here we go. Back to school night is Thursday. Mm-hmm. I hope you all are ready. Mm-hmm. Come meet your students' teachers. Yeah. Get some information about the amazing retreats we have at Oaks Christian School for every grade level. I can tell you that students in their senior year, when they talk about what their favorite memories are at Oaks, it always comes back to retreats that they've taken. So you don't want to miss that. We're selling spirit shirts, and we're selling them all through the month of September. Mm-hmm. We're taking digital payments currently. The shirts should be in soon. So come and purchase those. We'll keep you updated as to what's going on there. Chapel, we're still in the book of John. Mm-hmm. John 1, 19 through 28 is what we'll be covering this Thursday in chapel. And we'll be learning, what is a Christ? What is a Christ? You know, we talk about Jesus Christ and what is a Christ? So I think that'll be a good opportunity for our kids to get some questions maybe answered they have and just learn more about our Lord and Savior. Bringing your kids to school on time. I have to give you a shout out, parents. We sent out an email last week about the importance of being timely, and you responded so well. We only had about three cars that were after 8 o'clock, and let's keep that up. I just know, and I know that Mrs. A knows, that our students, when they show up to school and they've got about 15 minutes before class, that gives them an opportunity to really dial into the day and just ease in.
Yeah, it sets them up for success.
Yeah. So those are the community updates, and here we are, middle school norms.
I'm loving this series, one week in. I hope it's helpful.
Yeah, and this week we're going to be covering emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple questions.
Okay.
We're going to flip it on you guys this week. I'm going to ask the questions, and then Ms. A, our expert, will answer the questions. But before we get into that, I don't know if you guys have seen a little film called Inside Out.
Ooh, but say more.
The emotions in that film are so real.
Mm-hmm.
They cover all of them and the way they go off. And at the stage that your student is at middle school, it's wild to watch as someone who works in education because it's so spot on. They definitely were talking to the right people.
I love in Inside Out too, how Riley, it's like zooming in, showing how the emotions are impacting her brain, which is then impacting her behavior. Right. So that is just such a specific tie to what we're talking about, right? Like this week we're talking about emotions. Last week we talked about behavior. And while we're going to cover different things within those topics, they're so interconnected, which is why we work so closely together.
Totally. So let's get into it. Mm-hmm. What are a few key emotional norms that you'll notice showing up in your sixth to eighth grader student.
Yeah. All right. Several things come to mind. The first one that comes to mind is their heightened awareness. They become more self-conscious and they're also beginning this journey of identity development. So your child may start to recognize in sixth grade and even more so as they get older that they are now a part of a whole. As a kid, they are their whole world, and that's appropriate, and they should be. And as they're starting to move through this adolescence time, they're starting to recognize how they are a part of a greater system. They also may start to be very aware of their appearance, maybe how peers view them, as well as feeling very sensitive about that. They're very aware of who they are in a greater environment. In terms of identity development, their main job in adolescence is to answer two questions, to figure out who they are and who they belong to, which we're going to talk more about. But figuring out who they are, that might lead them to try different things with interests and personalities and hobbies, appearance. All of those things are leading them towards figuring out who they are becoming. And then another stage that teens are walking through at this time is belonging and connection. Right? So belonging and connection are the main goals in middle school. They're asking that question. Maybe they don't know how to eloquently ask it, but who am I and who do I belong to? And this is most likely the root of many behaviors that you will see pop up over the next few years. And then we have starting to see bigger emotional highs and lows. As we talked about with Inside Out, more and more emotions may be coming up in the life of your teen. You might see mood swings, low frustration tolerance, they get easily upset, even bursts of excitement. You are going to truly see it all. And sometimes you're going to look at the emotion you're seeing and you can make sense of it. You understand where that emotion is stemming from. And other times you may look at that emotion and have no greater understanding for where it's coming from. And sometimes it just won't make sense. But remind yourself, this is their first time experiencing what they're experiencing. Mm-hmm. So these emotions are new to them. And the ups and downs are new to them. And then the last one we want to cover today is this idea of emotional privacy. You may start to notice at this stage that your child is prioritizing things like their journal or their friends or other adults in their life as a sounding board over you as a parent. And that may be really shocking at first and something that surprises you and feels hard, but it still requires connection with them. However, the emotional privacy they are looking for is a very normal response to emotional development.
Okay, so as a parent, I'm sure you're like, yes, mm-hmm. yes, yes, and yes. I see all those things, and thank you for listing them out. Mm-hmm. But now, Mrs. A, like, what do they do as a parent in this transitional changes?
Yeah, absolutely. We have response for that. We have answers okay. for
good,
that.
Good.
Part of our role here at school is to be a part of your village. So yes, we are going to answer some questions today about what we can do in this stage, but just know that we are right alongside of you practicing this with you. And it takes intentionality, it takes repetition, but these strategies really do work as you navigate one of the more difficult seasons of development, which is adolescence. All right, so for heightened self-consciousness and identity development, a big part of your role here is to normalize this experience. I have found that it really helps them to share another narrative. Maybe give them some insight into when you were a middle schooler. What did that feel like? What were some highs and lows that you walked through? How did you navigate figuring out your greater identity? Validating their concerns, their doubts, their curiosities, their excitements. Like we've said on this podcast before, validation doesn't mean approval,
right.
But validation does mean I hear you.
Mm.
And these can be really unknown. It can be unknown territory for your child to be walking. And so just having someone who can validate that experience is so helpful, where the alternative could maybe cause them to shut down and feel misunderstood and unseen, which we certainly don't want. The next one for belonging and connection We talked about it last week, but being a listener versus a fixer is going to be really valuable here. Once you have done the listening, maybe you can guide them in perspective taking and problem solving. We want each child to have their own identity, and in middle school, belonging to a group and a system is so important and relevant for them that they might need your help to step back a little bit, see another perspective, and help them hold on to their individuality through this process of adolescence. And we also want to be so clear in the truth we are communicating about who they are and who they belong to.
Yes.
And each family may have a different value system for how they're sourcing what that looks like. For us here at Oaks Christian, we very clearly communicate that we believe that your student is a child of God and that they belong to Him. Mm-hmm. And when your child has clarity in that, the security they get to walk in is a completely elevated experience, and they can conquer all of the ups and downs of middle school with that truth. Then we have emotional highs and lows. If you hear anything today, I just want you to hear it. This is so normal. It doesn't mean it's comfortable. It doesn't mean it's fun. But emotional highs and lows in middle school, that is part of the story. So as the parent, what is your role in their big emotions? And my response to that would be to say, stay as steady as you can. As a parent, can you bring calm into their chaotic world? If we meet their chaos with fire as well, we're just going to exacerbate the emotion. But if you can come in steady and regulated and calm, your presence can be the greatest tool to help them through those ups and downs. And once again, being a listener over a fixer, most likely they just want to tell you about their day. They've had a big, long, exciting day at school that's going to involve some highs and some lows. And they probably aren't getting in the car wanting you to fix anything, but they certainly may want to tell you about it. So giving space is another way to embrace those highs and lows that come during this time of middle school. The last one that we'll cover today is emotional privacy. We spoke about last week that even though your student and teen may seemingly be pushing you away, deep down, they really do crave not only your boundaries, but your attention and connection with them. So I just want to use an analogy and a metaphor here to help you see the value of this. I want you to think about time with your child as a form of currency. And if you look at a bank account, if a bank account had $5 million in it, right, and you had to take out $100 every day, that probably wouldn't feel very concerning to you because you have so much money in the bank. But if you have $1,000 in the bank and you had to take $100 out every day, you would run out of resource a lot quicker. And I want you to think about that when it comes to time with your child. If you spend intentional time prioritizing simply connecting with your child, you are putting a deposit in the bank every time that you do that. And then there's the reality that every day your child has to do many things that aren't on their to-do list for the day, right? Wake up early for school, wear that uniform that they maybe wanted to wear a little bit differently, but they can't, or that they need to have a snack at this time because they need to race off to their extracurricular at this time, help with dishes when they get home from school, being told they can do this technology, they can't do that technology. There's a lot of requests being made of your child, and those are all withdrawals coming from the bank account. But if the bank account has so much built up resource in it, those withdrawals won't feel nearly as painful to the child because they have a very filled up bank account full of love and attention and connection. So I want you to think about that this week. I'm going to jump to our call to action. That is my call to action for you, is to just really prioritize connection with your child. What does it look like to spend time with them with no ulterior motive? You're not trying to get them to do something. It's not reward based. You just simply want to connect with them. And that is really going to pay off as they do wade through this time of you not being that number one voice. They still need you. And when you offer them that security, I think you'll notice they let you in maybe more than you're expecting.
Well, thank you, Mrs. A. There was a lot there. I'd encourage you to go back and maybe listen to this podcast again, just to pick up some of the four areas that we touched on. And most importantly, we want you to know that you're not in this alone.
Yeah.
And our verse of the week, I think, will really encourage you to to give all of the emotions, the behaviors, all the things your kids are dealing with to the Lord. So our verse this week is Proverbs 3:5-6, and it's trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And until the next time, we are in the middle
with you.